Blog Talk Radio.
The proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ by members of the Churches of Christ with your host, Stevie R. Butler. You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer.
Listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Good evening, web beyond the world listening to this radio broadcast. Stevie B's Media Production presents What a Word from the Lord radio show. I'm your host this evening, Stevie R. Butler. And this radio show is being broadcast from Stevie B Media Production at the Carolina Studio in the great state of North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just grateful for the privilege to bring you a program where we as Christians and members of the Churches of Christ can share our faith and preach and teach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ on a weekly basis. If you'd like to contact us while we're on the air this evening, just give us a call to the live show at 713-955-0508, or you can go to the Blog Talk Radio website and listen to the show live there. There are over 1,700 live shows on that website at this hour, and you can will consistently find this radio show on pages 1 through 4 of that website. What a blessing. If you have any questions or comments for any of my co-hosts or my special guests on this radio show, you can send your emails to my new email address, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com, or you can call Stevie B's Media Production at the Carolina Studio at 910-491-6405. Now, again, this program is brought to you by members of the Churches of Christ, and if you need any assistance in locating the congregation in your area, please feel free to contact us. Now, folks, get out your Bibles and stand along with us here on What a Word from the Lord radio show.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show. You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
These records, baby.
CBB Media Production presents What a Word from the Lord radio show with your host, Paul Sanders, from the Smithsonian Church of Christ in Florence, Alabama.
Amen. Is it safe to talk now? We would like to thank God for just this presence of being here and being able to talk and to bring a special message this evening on the behalf of the Lord. We want to ask you to turn your Bibles, if you would, to the 11th chapter of the Hebrew letter and verses 8 to 12. And for the beginning of this opportunity, we would like to just say what a word from the Lord. And we say that believing that faith that will wait on God. And faith that will wait on God. No wonder the Romans that the Holy Spirit guided the Apostle Paul to write in in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. And he said that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For wherein or therein is the gospel, you can find the wisdom that is penned up in the word of God. And today we would like to break the bread of life to you. In Hebrews 11 and verses 8 to 12, we're going to discuss and talk about faith that waits on God. The 11th chapter of Hebrews can be called the spiritual hall of faith, the hall of faith. For in this chapter, we see the heroes of faith, those who have held tight to the banner of God. This chapter is here to give us hope and that we can go on and make it by faith. It is I desire to show and share with you concerning this faith that is our substance that enables us to stand, that will support us in the evil days, and that will give our tired feet new strength. So today I want to ask you, as we go down in the Hebrew letter, and we are going to pick out Abraham, and we're going to allow, are going to let him give us a discussion on faith that waits on God. Abraham, whose name meant the father of a multitude. Abraham, the youngest son of Petrah. Abraham, the name that was given him when God promised that of his seed and of his progeny that a nation would be born and blessed. Abraham from Ur in the land of the Chaldeans. Abraham, a Gentile who became the first Hebrew. Abraham, who uttered no prophecy, who wrote no books, who sang no songs, who gave no laws, and yet in a long list of saints given in the scriptures, Abraham alone is spoken of as the father of the faithful and as a friend of God, according to Isaiah chapter 41 and verse number 6. Verse number 8. Now, Abraham, friend of God, one who had faith that waited on God. The story of Abraham is our story. His life was full of ups and downs, ins and outs. His life was full of glory and gloom and on highs and lows. His life was that of victory and defeat. And that it is our story. And maybe if we see what Abraham had, it will enable us to carry on in spite of ourselves. However, when we see Abraham, when we see him mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, there is no mention of his faults. There is no mention of his unbelief and of his uncertainties. There is no mention of his distrust and his disbelief in God. There is no mention of his impatience and here impetuous nature. There is no mention of Abraham pimping his wife off as his sister. There is no mention of his love triangle brought on by his wife Sarah to have a sexual encounter with Hagar, her maid. There is no mention of putting Hagar out of his house, even though she had his firstborn son, Ishmael. Those things that we bring to mind, those are the things that we bring up. But not so with God. God is so different than we are. Isaiah said it this way and says this of God in Isaiah 55, that my thoughts is not your thoughts, nor is my ways your ways, said the Lord. God is so good and so gracious that when we see Abraham in Hebrews 11, the Hebrew writer only mentioned that Abraham was faithful. Thank God that he does not judge the way that we judge. God's word is true. God's motives are pure. God's love is real. And God's way are just. God's aims are right. And his name is holy. God's heart is kind. God's grace is sufficient. God's burden is light, and rest is satisfying, and his yoke is easy, and promises are sure. God's peace is perfect. God's power is unlimited. God's mercy is great. God's salvation is free. God's victory is complete, and God's blessings are many. So God's touch is refreshing. His joy is unspeakable. His wisdom is unequal. His presence is precious. The Spirit is quickening, and assurance is comforting. Thank God that God is God, and that he does not act and work the way that we act and work. As we speak of Abraham in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and talk about his faith in waiting on God, we want to just take three words and let's build a highway of understanding. If we are to have this faith, will allow us to wait on God. Abraham is the focal point of our history. In Abraham, we see the birth of a nation. Abraham is very important for us in that which he encounters upon the earth. What he experienced in the examples which he left us. We want you to notice Abraham in his leaving. Yes, a faith that does not turn back begins by leaving. Then we want to say a word about his leaving. And secondly, we want to talk about Abraham's living, seeing how that Abraham lived as a sojourner, as an alien in tents instead of a home, and then say a word about Abraham's looking, how Abraham was looking for a city, looking for that country, desiring a better place. His leaving and his living and his looking, and how his faith allowed him to wait on God. Now let us go into the text and deal with these three points of view. Abraham's leaving. Come and let's observe the text and see in the first instance, as we speak about faith that waits on God. See in the first instance, Abraham's leaving. Hebrews chapter 11 and the verse is number 8. He tells us, so the Lord scattered them from over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. What a word that is. He see his leaving. I commend Abraham on his leaving. Leaving home is always hard to do. And to go is not an easy task. To pull up roots is never easy to do. In the 8th verse of the 11th chapter of Hebrews, we read some 20 words or more, leading up to a one-word response that tells us about Abraham's leaving. And the word is obeyed. Abraham obeyed. The meaning of the word obeyed is to listen, to attend, and to submit. Now, if God can find a man in long ago like Abraham who obeyed, who listened, who attended, who submitted to him, surely how much more should we be a people who will listen, obey, submit, and attend because of God's word and of God's record and of God's promises and of God's blessing. We know that what God has done. We know that what God is doing, and we know that what he will do. I like the fact that this text does not record that God spoke to Abraham and told him to go. We do not find Abraham engaging in a conversation with God about when and what and how and where and
somewhere, some what, and therefore, and thereon, and who and whom. See, the words say, in simple terms, that Abraham obeyed. And I love the way that God described that. He said, and so Abraham departed. He didn't argue, didn't ask where he was going or not. He just left. Here you can see in this Hebrew letter, verse 8, he went out not knowing whether he went. It is important to note that these words simply means that this Abraham, I'm talking about Abraham, 75 years old. Abraham, a man of prominence, a man of power, and a man of property, a man of substance, a prince in the father's house, a man of whom others respected. Abraham, being called of God to go into a place that God would show him, and Abraham simply obeyed, not having the slightest idea where he was going. God would show him later. God would lead him. But right now, all God wants Abraham to do was to lead, to obey. And that is what he did. However, it was an incomplete obedience. What do you mean by that, preacher? Well, Abraham did leave. But in Genesis chapter 12 and 4, it was not a complete obedience for the word to say Lot went with him. You see? Amen. God spoke to Abraham, not to Lot. God told Abraham to go, not Lot, his nephew. Abraham, you will find, will have problems down the road because of dealing with his kinfolks. Lot was his nephew. In Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1, here God says to get away from you and when Abraham left God, did not give him a brochure about the land of Canaan where he was going. So God did not tell him about what you can expect and when you get there or get to that land. In fact, God, he did not share with him about the temperature of where he was going or the climate or the cost of living and what kind of agriculture are they involved in. What is the commerce situation in this region and how to make his living, some of the resorts areas that is in this land. No, God simply said to Abraham, go into a land. And God said, I'm going to show you. Why did Abraham obey? In the 8th chapter of the book of Hebrews, not only did Abraham complete obedience, but he had an incomplete dependence. If you look at chapter 12 of the book of Genesis, look at verse 10 of chapter 12. The Bible says, and he said it clearly, now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine was severe. And as he was about to enter into Egypt, he said to his wife Sarah, I know what a beautiful woman you are. And when the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. And they will kill me, but will let you live. Say you are my, so I need you to say that you are my sister, so that I will well for your sake, and my life will be spared because of you. What a word that is. You see, I want you to look carefully at that because you see, not only did he do an incomplete obedience and an incomplete dependence, but Abraham had an in complete honesty about himself. Because here in chapter 12, he was not completely honest when he was down in Egypt. He said Sarah was his sister, not his wife, but let me share this. She was his half-sister, but she was his whole wife. Oh, I wish I had some help right here. But in Hebrews 11, he is, and in Hebrews 11 and 13, we find three little words that help us to learn how Abraham was able to lead. The first word is persuaded. The second word was embraced. And the third word was confessed. You see them in the middle part of verse 13. They were, you see them not just in the middle, but number one, they were persuaded. Persuaded means to be won over, to change one's mind. Then number two, there was embrace. It means to greet or to salute or to welcome. It was a confess. Means to declare or to admit. So here we find, by faith, Abraham were persuaded. He was won over. He was welcomed, embraced, and greeted the promise of God. And then he confessed that he declared and admitted that he was ready and willing to do what God had commanded him to do. Abraham is an example of one who left the seen for the unseen. He left the substance for the shadow. He left the temporary for the eternal. And now he left the now for later. Abraham, he was a settled man at 75 years old. He could have said that I have live most of my life, and I am settled in this country. This is where I am most familiar. This is where my family is. This is why we come to this place. And why would that be necessary? Because I do believe, my brothers and sisters, is that God has a word and a promise for all of us. If we would just put our trust and our faith in him. So here we discover in this verse that Abraham at 75, he could have said that I have lived here all of my life and it would be easier for me to live right here in this land. It would be an easy move. It would be an easy move to put down and to take up, flimsy and without beauty. This is the way Abraham lived. His faith would not allow him to turn back. Abraham probably longed to have his home and family in Mesopotamia. He could have been homesick. He could have been longing for his house rather than to be dangling in a tent. Where to dwell in. But he looked and he lived for the promise of God. But not just this sojourner. Now look at Sarah in chapter 11, verse 11. We can read about it and see how Sarah is one that we could look upon. And in thinking about her, we could sympathize for. God spoke at the point to Abraham, not Sarah. And Sarah just went on with her husband. Can you imagine the confusion that may have run through Sarah's mind? Her thoughts, her musing, and her meditation that must have taken part in her life. And she tried to understand the working of God in the life of her family. But in 1 Peter chapter 3 and the verses is number 6, the Bible said, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. She believed in God. She believed in her husband because God put something in Abraham that Abraham could not do to himself. This is why we had to go and read the 4th chapter of Romans and verses 19 and through verse 22. But see, not just Abraham sojourning, it was also Sarah, but seeing his son. In chapter 11 and verse 11, there was the delivery of a child. But listen to the last phrase in verse 11. Through faith, she judged him faithful who promised. In other words, God was judged faithful to him who promised. And then when you get to the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis, and hidden over around 15, you then can learn, is there anything too hard for the Lord? See, there is no circumstances, brothers and sisters, that can restrict us. There is no adversity that can hinder us. No situation that can constrain us. No power that can control us. And no enemy that can defeat us. No obstruction that can block him. And no force that can limit him. Who else but God could ignite the flames of the sun, position the stars in the universe, ordain an orbit of the moon, and rotate the world on its axle, and crave mighty mountains out of granite, and fill the vast oceans with water, and change the direction of the wind? Who else but God, who could create the beauty of a rainbow, design each snowflake individually, teach the mocking bird to sing, ordain a tree to bring forth fruit, direct the migration of birds and butterflies, and grow the mighty redwoods of Northern California, establish boundaries of the sea? Who else but God could do that? Who else but God could divide the waters of the Red Sea, restore life to a man that was dead 3 days, cleanse the body of a leprosy or cancer, copy the imprint of a thumbprint, devise the deep mysteries of life, know in a man's thought afar off, or to fulfill the perfect order of prophecy? Nobody but God. His power is certain. Is certainly beyond human understanding. His is far beyond human comprehension. And his ability stretches all human imagination. Look at Abraham in chapter 11 and verse 13. Something else about Abraham. He was looking. The book says that not only was he looking, but by the time that we get over to verse 10, then we will come to understand that Abraham's living, and Abraham's looking is already these people, these saints, these heroes of the Hall of Faith. The word they died in faith, having seen them afar off. When God promised Abraham that you and that your seeds would fill the earth, that you would be the father of a people and of a great nation, Abraham took that promise of God as an accomplished fact. And that's the difference between Abraham and us. That's the difference between they and I, that day then and the day now. And that's the difference between his faith and our faith. His faith was a faith that justified, prized, and that testified, and that sanctified, and that multiplied. But when God told Abraham, your seed would be a great people, that this land is your inheritance. Abraham, he looked at the land and it finished in a complete fact. It's over. It did not have to take place within the perimeter of his own time upon the earth. For God promised to be true for Abraham and to believe it, and for Abraham to receive the fact, the land that I am on in this tent is our land, our possession. It is my inheritance. This is the land of promise. He believed it and he accepted it and was accomplished fact. And even though it would not all be accomplished in the days of his life, and yet later on, it was. Thank God for Abraham's faith. Thank God for a man who waited on God. Faith is God allowing you to wait on God. His promise are sure. I came to tell you this evening that we have the promise of his presence. It's not a conditional promise. It is not a provisional promise. It is a perpetual promise. I've learned to wait on God because he never late, but always on time. I hear Isaiah said this, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount upon the wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint, because God waited on me. Yes, he did. A long time ago, he waited on me. Call me by my name. Pick me up. Turn me around. Planted my feet on solid ground. Thank you, Lord. If you're here listening to this broadcast, what a word that is from God. That's enough to cause you to run fast and to realize that, hey, thank God, I'm going to wait till my change come. I'm going to wait on God. I'm going to put my faith and my trust in him. And if you are here and listening to this broadcast today, I encourage you to come to Jesus by exercising faith. Faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Believe Christ died, buried, and he rose, and be willing to repent of your sins and confess faith in him as God's son. And upon your confession of faith, go down in that watery grave of baptism, and that you can rise from the waters and sing the song, oh happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Thank you for your time and attention. Thank you for allowing us to come and to share with you from the word of God. We are asking you to come back and tune in again. And when we use our subject, oh, what a word that come from God. Until next time we meet, may God go with, keep, guide, and protect you is our prayer. So long, and God bless.
These records, baby.
Where could I go? Where could I go? For my soul, needing a friend, save me.
TBB Media Production presents What a Word from the Lord, radio show. with your host, Paul Sanders, from the Smithsonian Church of Christ in Florence, Alabama.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
This is a program reminder. Stevie B Media Production presents. We're airing live shows here on Blog Talk Radio. Telephone number to the live show is 713-955-0508. And the website is www.blogtalkradio.com/gospel light radio show. On Tuesday, I'm hosting a live show, What a Word from the Lord radio show, every second, third, and fourth Tuesday of the month. On the second Tuesday of the month, the show will air from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we have a guest speaker from the Brotherhood of the Churches of Christ who will be making their proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, during that show, we have this Community Corner segment. That segment is designed for small business owners and entrepreneurs who have products and services for our community. I also have two co-hosts on that show, Lou Gilbert. He's the evangelist for the Overbrook Park Church of Christ there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And Isom Mullins, he serves with the Church of Christ there in Cary, North Carolina. And the third Tuesday of the month, that show will air at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And my co-host is Dr. Antherica Lane. She's a board-certified obstetricianist and gynecologist. And she serves with the Church of Christ at the Kennedy Heights in Cincinnati, Ohio. And she'll be hosting her show, Conversations with Dr. Lane. And on the fourth Tuesday of the month, that show will air at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And my co-host is Paul Sanders. He's the evangelist for the Smithsonian Church of Christ in Florence, Alabama. And he'll be hosting his show, The Paul Sanders Show. Then on Thursday evening, I'll be hosting the live show, the Gospel Light Radio Show. This show will air from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And there are eight co-hosts on this program. Clay Phillips from the state of Georgia, Dr. Frank Washington Jr. from the state of Florida, Steve Corder from the state of Illinois, Manuel B. Jonathan from the state of Alabama, Glenn McMillian from the state of Texas, Stanley Hubbard from the state of Indiana, Yusuf Ford from the state of Indiana, and Brian Christian Coleman from the state of New Jersey. These gentlemen will be presenting lessons from the Word of God, and each week I have two of my co-hosts on the air with me. I'm also taking a question from my social media platform on Facebook called Shout It Out that I'll be posing to one of my co-hosts on that live show. Then on Friday night, I'm hosting the live show, Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. And this radio show is the 2022 recipient for the NACAMA, the National Academy of Christian Acapella Music Artists Award, for outstanding achievement in record or radio. And this show will air from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on this show, I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the Sweet Sounds of Voices. And we're also debuting new music and featuring old music on that broadcast as well. And every third Friday of the month, I'm doing my top 20 countdown show. We also have on-demand episodes as well. And there's a variety of musical platforms that you can listen to these shows on, whether it be Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Apple iTunes, YouTube, etc., just to name a few. Just search for Stevie B. Media Productions. Also, we have recorded version shows as well. These shows were album debuts mostly, so the same playlist was used for the live show on Blog Talk Radio. And the sound quality is in beta high fidelity, so the sound quality is excellent. I think you'll really enjoy what you're hearing on those recorded version shows. These shows can only be heard on iHeartRadio, on Deezer, and also on Amazon Music. Just search for Stevie B recorded version shows. We want to thank all of our sponsors who are sponsoring these radio shows. If you'd like to become a sponsor, just contact my sponsorship manager, Michelle Marco from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Her telephone number is 954-687-4705. The three E's of Stevie B Media Production, it is the objective of this broadcast. We want to educate, we want to edify, we want to encourage you in a study of God's Word. And that will conclude our program announcements. You're listening to What a Word from the Lord Radio Show. Stay tuned.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord Radio Show.
Listening to What a Word from the Lord Radio Show.